back, ready to start the fourth quarter of this game. 42-0 in favor of North Star. And Dave, bring us home, Mike.
Fourth quarter. Kerbin's what is zone 41, first and 10. Proud looking to throw. Has a out, not too bad. Oh, nice. Is that a catch? Nice catch by Mason Lash. Had a defender all over him. Pass wasn't great, but it wasn't bad, if you want to, you know, understand. And it was right on the money, though.
Yeah, and it was right on the money to Mason Lash. And, you know, you mentioned it. There are some subs out there right now for North Star, and that was number five, Declan Gageby, out there.
But, you know, also, there, you're right. When you look at their Kerbinsville roster and the lineups and stuff, a lot of young kids out there.
Yeah.
First and 10 tied. It's a North Star 33. Again, this might be the deepest penetration for the Tide as we just start the fourth quarter under the mercy rule. And is that Gustafson?
That is Timmy Gustafson rambling up there.
Getting down to the 25-yard line. Now, you know that any coach would like to preserve a shutout, but it's not fair to the kids if they would try to go for that, the kids that can't get in the game because of that. So kudos to Coach Shane Smith that he's stopping a lot here. Second and three, Kerbinsville at the North Star 26. North Star scored three in the first, two in the second, and one in the third to go up 42-0. And I'll give some scoring wrap-ups here pretty soon. And it is to the 25-yard line for the Tide, and that would be Kerbinsville's Liam Weiser. North Star scored at 9:04 in the first. 3-yard run by Casey Yoder. Sean Heminger, PMCAT, made it 7-0. Cougars, 6:12 to go in the first. Yoder hit Xavier Scott, a 19-yard TD pass. Heminger, another PAT, 14-0. And then Yoder with 1:59 threw a 10-yard touchdown to Ace Colson. Heminger's extra point made it 21-0 after the first quarter. Here we have third down and two at the North Star 25. A mix-up in the backfield from Colby Bowd to Hawkins, and they collided with each other, and then all of a sudden there were three defenders there to throw Hawkins for a loss.
Yeah, and it brought him back to the 27-yard line where it's going to be fourth down and about four. Long for.
Under 9 minutes to go. Clock moving again. We are in the mercy rule. Boswell, Pennsylvania. Right below Johnstown. I formation. Rolling to his left is Proud, looking to throw, throws, and it is incomplete, out of bounds. Cougars will take over on downs.
Yeah, that was.
We need to take a break here. So we'll be back in 45 seconds.
And while we were away, the Cougars called a timeout. So with 8:02 left to go in the ball game, North Star 42, Clearfield 0, and a lot of opportunity for the substitutes to come in at this time.
Second quarter scoring. North Star at 7:05 left in the half. Noah Lassie, a 2-yard run. Heminger, Scott Heminger with the air. Sean Heminger, extra point. Was good. Actually, he's 6-for-6 tonight. With 3:59 to go in the second, a 20-yard pass from Casey Yoder to Gavin Nicholson. Heminger's kick made it 35-0 at the half, which brought on the mercy rule here in the second half. Braden Bear is the new quarterback for the Cougars, and we're off to the right side. Nice run by a. I think that was
Liam Dean Neal.
Number 8, Liam Dean Neal. A 5.
And off to number 8,
5'10",
Liam Dean Neal.
175 feet.
Liam gains around 5 yards on the play. Second down.
A gain of 5, and it's second down and 5 from the 33-yard line of North Star.
Only one score in the second half. We'll get to that in a minute. First and 5. The second and 5 for the Cougars at their own 33. There's a rollout and a run by the backup quarterback off to the races, and that is Gavin Nicholson, the sophomore. He goes 67 yards on the keeper.
Absolutely. He broke a few tackles on the way, and again, just that lack of being able to wrap people up is hurting the Kerwinsville defense. But he showed some speed when he got out in the open, and there was nobody that was on the field who could catch him.
Well,
7:06 left to go.
That was a 67-yard run by Gavin Nicholson, the 5'10", 140 sophomore. Hemminger trying to go 7 for 7, and it looks like, well, he's a good kicker. He's played on the money. Hemminger makes it, and it's now North Star 49, Kerwinsville nothing, and Ty Alinsky will be back in 45 seconds.
And we're back here at North Star High School, ready for another kickoff. 49 to nothing in favor of North Star. And we just caught a Mount Union score from the public address, guys. They're beating Everett 36-7. Mount Union, the next opponent coming to Kerwinsville.
Kerwinsville on the kickoff return. Mason Lash out near his own 40 after a nice return. Did you ask the band to play right below us?
Yeah. Because that way I can't hear you.
And probably a lot of people back home saying, I can't hear him either. I'm with you, Rusty. First and 10, and what do we have here? Somebody call a timeout?
Looks like a timeout out there.
Ty Linsky, thank you again for another great job back in the studio. And we will keep it here. So all the scoring in the third quarter, Casey Yoder threw a 9-yard pass to Ace Colson. Hemminger's kick, 42-0. And we'll finish out with one here in the fourth. It was Gavin Nicholson, a 67-yard run on a quarterback keeper. And Sean Hemminger made another extra point, 49-0 is where we stand. Hemminger, 7 for 7 on the night, is a senior, 5'6", and 140. And I don't think they would be afraid to call on him if they needed a field goal.
No, I don't think so.
It's fairly good range.
Yeah. And I just want you to know that the instruments in front of us, that's the Kerwinsville band having some fun down there.
Then it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
First and 10 tied at its 39-yard line. And the give off to the back. Liam Weiser is under center and carrying the ball for the Tide. That was number, 36?
Yeah, 36.
That is Jeremiah Holland, sophomore.
Jeremiah Holland, number 36 on the carry.
First and 10 tied.
6 yards on the play.
At his own 46-yard line.
46-yard line.
So we've wrapped up all the scoring. Again, Sports Sunday, right after the 9 a.m. news. We start our 22nd year, Bear Stewart and I, this coming Sunday. I formation tied. Actually, it's first and, that's not first and three, it's second down and 3. And up the gut, across midfield, the Tide will have another first down here.
Is that
Chief Pritz on the right?
these two teams right now are going to see each other again on Monday night, because it's pretty much the JV teams battling each other out there right now.
First and 10, Kerbinville at the 46 of North Star. And you would like to see this squad get on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Wiseman at quarterback and the second man through. And, again, that looks like Jeremiah Hall.
He hit that hole quickly and moved it. He's going to move the chains. He's going to get a first down.
Ooh, the Kerbinville Tide really huddle a long way from the football.
Yeah, right.
They're 15 yards away.
Yeah. We wouldn't want to give away any secrets.
They're not going through that far away.
No. Get their legs loose. Get to the line of scrimmage.
Good workout. Yeah. First and 10 at the 36 of North Star, tied again in the up man, and that is Teague Frist.
Hand off to number 25, Frist.
And Frist, good yard to the 35-yard line, and almost the 34. Second down, 4:20 to go on a moving fourth quarter clock under the mercy rule. Looks like the Tide band just got a little tired.
Excuse me, number 75. On the
and Tide come out. Plenty of time on the play clock on a second and 8 on the scoreboard at the Cougar 34-yard line, North Star 49-0. Pass, a nice slant pass over the middle. That's Cale McGarry, a sophomore. And that was a good-looking pass and catch.
Yeah. Yeah, Liam Weiser coming into that quarterback spot, doing a good job on his own.
Colby Pride is a junior. Liam Weiser is a sophomore. First and 10, Kerbinville at the 17 of North Star. They have time to put this in the end zone. Again, from the eye, Liam Weiser, second back through. That may be, if that's Hollum or Press, let's see.
I believe it's 21 that time. That was Brazen Walker, I believe.
Yep, it is. Brazen Walker.
I believe that was Brazen Walker.
Well,
2 yard gain, second down.
Brad Soppy getting as many as he can into the game. And the only way you learn to play the game
is
play the game.
And usually it takes one or two bumps for you to get settled down and do your job.
Frist the up back, Holland the tailback. Weiser, and it is Holland, and Holland gets near the 15. Maybe no gain there at all.
Holland on a carry.
As it will bring up a third down and
no gain on the play.
About 7. Clock at 2:14 and counting. We have played the whole second half under the mercy rule. And this is WOKW-FM 1029, Kerbinville and Clearfield. I formation, single receiver to the left for the Tide. And it's up the gut. And that would be Prisk. Is Prisk?
Hand off again, yep. Number 25, Prisk.
He's near the 10.
Yep.
Ty can get a first down at about the 8-9 yard line.
Yeah, but it is fourth and about 2. Long one.
And just short of a first down, the Tide will have a fourth and a round 2 at the 10-yard line.
Well, they put the ball right near the 10-yard line. Fourth and 2. As the clock continues to move closer to the final gun. And a mix up in the backfield.
Oh, wow.
And that's a shame as Holland gets thrown for a loss. So that may be the final play of the game. And it will be a shutout if some crazy play doesn't happen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Turnover on downs. Cougar offense comes out with a first and 10 from the 18-yard line.
18-yard line for the Cougars. And I just looked for a kneel down here. And we have a timeout.
Timeout, Cougars.
I'm not really sure why. We'll keep it here, but I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Maybe they wanted to get some other personnel in there. That, you know, and there's a mix-up. These kids haven't played a lot.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Make sure they know what they're doing.
So I guess I do understand some of this. Because they're not going to try to score from the 18-yard line. Next week, Rusty and Bear, 6:45 at Curbansville against Mount Union. Mark Falvo and I will go to Phillipsburg, Osceola. Airtime, 6:45.
Well, I'm going to say that junior high JV team does not practice the final snap because a lot of the starters for North Star are back in there, but they are in the and now
are they gonna punt?
I don't know. Colson, yeah, they are punting on first down. Just
electing to punt on the first down.
Never seen that before, Rusty.
I have not.
That's quite sportsmanship to me.
Yeah,
punt will be down.
Down by number
well,
six.
At the North Star around the 45-yard line.
You figure Colson is the punter, and he had not had a chance to punt all night, so they just wanted to see what he could do. He was inside the 5-yard line when he punted, and the ball hit at about the 43-yard line.
They
Curwensville.
They scored 48 last week and 49 this week. That's 97 points in 2 weeks. Imagine there wasn't a lot of punt situation in 2 weeks for North Star.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good gesture one way or the other, but it is over, and it is North Star 49, Curwensville 0. Curwensville 0-2 will be home against Mount Union. North Star next Friday will be, I believe, at home again against Myersdale. Rusty, not much to say in the wrap-up. I mean, maybe you do, but it was all North Star.
Yeah,
there's
no doubt about who the dominant team was. There's no doubt that Curwensville's youngsters need some more experience. They need some more game time, and they certainly need to make sure that they are wrapping people up and getting the tackles.
Well, it's a final. North Star 49, Curwensville nothing. For Ty Alinsky, Father Ty back in the studio, Rusty McCracken, I'm Dave Marino. Good night, everyone.